All right, our next question, we're going to Pocatello to Mark. You have a question for the senator on the bailout.
Yes, Senator Crapo, thanks for taking my call.
You're
Hello?
Welcome. Yes.
My question is it's a $700 billion bailout, and basically that makes every American a shareholder. And I was wondering, after the economy stabilized and the things started picking up, if the shareholders, the American people, could see a tax cut for their investment.
Well, actually, it's a very good question. It depends. Again, it depends on whose plan or just what the structure of the plan is. The shareholder type approach is what was used with the AIG situation, and the taxpayers will get a return on their money in that case, in my opinion. But if you're talking about the plan proposed by Secretary Paulson and the President, they're not talking about the taxpayers becoming owners or shareholders of the company. They are talking about the taxpayers becoming owners of assets. But it's the same principle, and the answer to your question is, if the federal government does follow this plan and does buy, let's say, $700 billion worth of distressed mortgage securities, the idea that Hank Paulson believes in and what he believes and is telling us is that, yes, indeed, if the government will hold these assets to maturity or for a sufficient period of time for the market to stabilize and rebuild, then the value in these assets will return significantly, and the taxpayers should be able to get all or most of their money back. Now, a lot of people doubt whether that will actually happen, and I don't know, but that is actually a very good point to point out. This proposal is not direct spending. It is purchase of assets that, in theory, have the potential to grow back significantly in value if the economy comes back.